Hello and welcome to Nikon Report, your weekly roundup of all the latest Nikon news and all other photographic announcements that we found interesting. Konstantin here.
And this is Becky.
And it's another week in anticipation for this little camera no one waits for. But it is coming and more rumors are starting to leak through. And in this case, it comes from Nikon Pakistan, from all places. But what they did is actually, they have a page with all the models on it, and they had a placeholder without any picture of Z8, but it was written Z8 between Z7 and Z9.
It must be very frustrating for Nikon when they're trying to keep a lid on everything to then have their own websites and branches of their own company doing something like this. But it literally does say Nikon Z8 mirrorless camera. There's a space for it. It was, you know, visible to the public, and unfortunately there's not much they can do about it now. It's out there in the world. Obviously there's so many things that we don't know, so it's okay, there's still an element of a mystery surrounding it. But Nikon rumors have said a few bits and pieces. They've said that they expect a teaser campaign to start this week. They have cited quite a few websites as having big events from Asia, Germany, UK, Pakistan, all pointing to some big happening. There's also supposed to be some ambassador influencer involvement talking about the various features of the cameras, which would be a similar thing to what we saw when the Z9 came out. So
those people
that get to see the cameras before anyone else, that know what's actually going on. Now, they've also said that they expect it to be officially announced in the second week of May, but there are multiple dates and multiple different suppositions on this, so it's hard to say exactly what's going on. There is a Nikon event in Dubai on May 23rd.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. What they think is that the camera will be announced, as well as the shipping time is literally going to happen at the end of May and beginning of June. And that means that what Nikon is trying to do, according to Nikon rumors, is cut time on the waiting list. So maybe those cameras already been produced, and maybe they'll have quite a large stock of those cameras on the day one. Who knows? Maybe they kind of learned lessons from the Z9 launch or any other camera launches. But to be honest with you, if we think what Z8 is, then even this stock will be sold out pretty quickly.
Yes. I think that's really wishful thinking, to be completely honest, but I would love it if that were the case. We very rarely see a camera announcement and within a few weeks or a month, the actual sales start date beyond maybe one or two units. We never see this sort of sudden big influx because they like to give it time to sort of mature and and kind of grow.
Yeah, that's true. But remember about 5-6 years ago when all the Apple, you know, the Steve Jobs type of influence was there, and Nikon always had this one last thing. And they also had this thing where they say, we're announcing the camera or the lens and it will be out next month. They've done that in the past. Mm. But then it seems like that slipped through to several months after that. But I remember, I think it was around 20mm f1.8G, D750 time. Probably was more than 5-6 years, but they tried to do that. So maybe they're coming back to that again.
Maybe that now resources are a little bit more freely available. It will be possible to do things like that because obviously we've been constrained slightly in recent years by supply chain issues, materials issues, etc. A couple of other bits and pieces from Nikon rumors, which all the Z8 fan folk will be intrigued about. The internal code could be Q2070. Don't know what the significance of that is.
It's very important, apparently, to someone.
Yeah. It's also being referred to as the Mini Z9 by a lot of people. We've been sort of seeing that quite a lot, so I don't think that's necessarily news. And they say it will have better autofocus with telephoto lenses from a far distance, although why, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very interesting camera, in my opinion. You know, and Nikon Z8 will be the perfect camera for the prosumer market, according to Nikon rumors. Apparently, big dealers in the United States are already starting to advertise that announcement. According to people capturing the screens on Google, B&H already is running the ad, or maybe they just, you know, were a little bit trigger happy. But there was an ad talking about Nikon Z8 announcement. So it seems that Z8 is finally becoming a real camera, even if we don't know much about it. But if Nikon themselves leak it on their website, then I assume the camera is coming. It's no longer a product of someone's imagination.
Exactly that. It's really, oh dear, I don't know what to make of this. But anyway.
Well, my feeling is, as we talked about last week, about us feeling a bit tired of all these rumors, but it seems like that it's happening and it's going to happen very, very soon.
Yeah, exactly. Moving on to some non-Z8 news, Nikon products have received a Red Dot Award for the Red Dot Awards Product Design 2023, including the Z30, the MCN10 Grip, and the Coolshot 50i Laser Rangefinder.
That's pretty good. I mean, award is an award, and that's a good thing to have, isn't it? I mean, I like awards. Would you like some?
I'd like a few awards, yeah. I'd like us to get an award for this podcast. What do we have to do to get an award?
Who do we have to bribe? The podcast gods. But talking about products and the ones that were out of stock for quite some time, we're talking flash guns. Apparently, all current flash guns are finally available in stock at the same time in the United States. What about UK backs? I know that SB5000 was difficult to come by.
SB5000 and 500 are both out of stock, but the SB700 is in stock. I can tell you that we have a small stock of SB500s, but SB5000s we have not seen in a long while. And actually, we were told that we weren't going to be getting any more, but they are still available to order from the Nikon UK website. So it's possible we'll see a few more trickle through. Doesn't look like they had been discontinued just yet. And as they're available in the USA, hopefully that'll continue for the UK and Europe too.
That's true. And as we talked last week, Nikon Japan resumed the orders for its B5000 last week in their announcement. Now, this week, they also resumed the dealer orders for Z100 to 400 lens, as well as SC29. Now, Z100 to 400, we had some in stock, so we didn't have any issues with those. But what do you think, Becky? Are they freely available?
Yeah, they're freely available. You can order them without any issues. I think we've had maybe a little bit of a shortage on the SC29s, but nothing that indicated that orders had been suspended for them. We've been able to get stock of both of those throughout the period of them suspending orders. So obviously it didn't affect the UK as it did perhaps other regions.
That's true. For some of you who don't know, SC29 is basically off-camera flash TTL cable, and that allows you to have your flash off the camera. Now, obviously, in this day and age where we have everything wireless and TTL at the same time, the cable like this, I mean, it's useful for a lot of people, actually, because sometimes wireless technology is not as good as a standard cable. And because it stretches quite well, it's actually a good setup. Let's say if you're an event photographer that, or street photographer who uses flash, that's quite a good cable to have. They also have a C28 cable, which is a basic one, doesn't have the infrared illuminator, but it's also very useful for these type of jobs.
Indeed. Now for some Nikon Corporation news for you, they have decided to raise the base salaries of their employees by an average of 2.7%, which is approximately 10,000 yen. From July this year. In addition to that, with the combined increase in salary and increase in salary according to individual performance, it's expected that the base salary at Nikon Corp will increase by an average of 4.1%, which is about 15,000 yen. And this is the highest wage revision in their company's history.
That's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, raise is a raise.
Exactly.
Everyone likes a good raise.
Everyone likes a raise.
All right. Moving on, let's talk about some third-party news. So the Cucina just announced the price and the shipping time for their Voigtlander F-mount knocked-on lens, which is 55mm f1.2, and that will be shipped in May and cost approximately $700 US or 88,000 yen.
That's right. Now, we will be stocking this lens, so if you do want to put your order in nice and early, we would hope to ship it out to you as soon as they arrive, and we're looking forward to hopefully getting to test it out as well. It'll be nice to put a lens onto an F-mount camera and do a review of that, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's very good for Voigtlander to release F-mount lens, because obviously with the Z cameras out in the wild, and obviously Voigtlander themselves releasing a lot of Z-native mount lenses, they decided to release an F-mount lens. And we have four lenses before this one in F-mount. It's 28, 40, 58, and 90 mil. So it will be very interesting to compare that 55mm f1.2, well, to knock Nikon one, as well as 58 1.4 Voigtlander lens as well.
Exactly. Now, another third-party brand, we have Mike, who announced an 85 1.4 STM full-frame lens for the Z mount.
Well, the good thing about this is it's the first 1.4 lens from third-party manufacturer. So if you notice, obviously, Biltrox had 1.8 lenses, Yongyuru had two f2 and 2.8 lenses. So even Leica themselves had H5 1.8 lens for Z-mount, but now we have 1.4, and in the absence of 1.4 lens from Nikon, well, that probably will have to do. I personally might wait for the Art lens from Sigma or try to save up for the 1.2, I guess.
Sure, potentially. But as it's a Z mount, let's see how it performs. Maybe we'll be able to get our hands on one. They are producing it for not only Nikon Z, but also Sony E, Panasonic L, Canon RF mount too. Pre-orders are expected to open at the end of June.
Fantastic. And then for some of you who don't know, there was a National Association of Broadcasters show in the United States a couple of weeks ago. And if you've missed that event and you want to see all the announcements, all the lighting stuff and the audio stuff that's been announced on this event, then do check out Adorama blog. They will get you up to speed.
Now for some reviews for you. So we have the Nikon Z85 1.2S review by Digital Camera World. We do know that a few of these are out in the world now being reviewed by people. Unfortunately, we haven't had any particularly exciting supplies of them. We are hoping to get some in ASAP. In the meantime, the verdict by Digital Camera World is there's nothing wrong with the budget-friendly 85 1.8S, but it lacks an ultra-bright aperture favored by portrait, wedding, and fashion photographers for getting a really tight depth of field. Nikon has now launched this prime for its mirrorless cameras, its superior speed overtaking the long-standing 85 1.4G. It's actually the first 85 1.2 lens that Nikon have ever made, and although it's quite chunky, it handles beautifully and delivers simply spectacular image quality, combining scintillating sharpness with sumptuously smooth bokeh. I don't know who wrote that, but it's wonderful. For Nikon-toting portrait perfectionists, the wait is finally over. This lens is destined to become a modern-day classic.
Sounds delicious. Now let's look at the pros and cons. So obviously, pros are super fast aperture, gorgeous image quality, fast, consistently accurate autofocus. Now remember those pros, and then now we're going to look at the cons, and then I'll tell you why I think they're not very good cons. So first of all, necessarily quite hefty lens. Well, yes, it's big and heavy. Pricey to buy. Yes, it's expensive. And no OLED info display. Okay. So first of all, because we have super fast aperture and because we have super fast, consistently accurate autofocus, I think that all will add to the bulk of the lens. So necessarily quite hefty, and the pricey, I think that would be expected. It is 1.2 lens from a big manufacturer. So would it be from Canon or Sony, the price tag would stay more or less the same. So no OLED info display. I'm not sure about this one. Personally, some people do find it useful. I never look at the OLED display myself. So with, let's say, 51.2, I never bothered. But for some people, you know, who it's important, maybe it is a big con. But in my opinion, I think, you know, overall, it's a winner from Nikon. Yes, it's expensive, I agree. But if you are doing that kind of thing, you'll look at this lens as an investment for your professional photography.
Exactly. Now, we also have a review of the new 12-28 PZ power zoom lens. This is a first look by Rishi Scherer. So now we know where Rishi is if we're doing Rishi Watch. And he reviews and kind of gives you a first look at the new DX 12-28mm.
Yeah, absolutely. He breaks it down. So if you did look at the announcements last week, a lot of them just covered the basics. He obviously goes into the detail in a way how you can zoom with this lens remotely, what devices you can use with this, including the SnapBridge, the length of that zooming sequence, all sorts of little nifty details. For some of you who like the technical stuff, this is definitely a first look to watch. Now, we did a review of a very interesting Voigtlander lens on the streets of the London Borough Market. And it's a Voigtlander 15mm f1 lens for Nikon Z mounts. And to be honest with you, we really enjoyed it. I think that particular lens will also be a classic on Z mount.
For sure. We have a few people who've asked us for comparisons of other lenses. We already have a 50 f1 versus Nikkor Z50 f1.2. in the works. That should be out in a couple of weeks. There were a few people who asked which one you preferred between the 40 mm-hmm. and this one. And I know you loved the 40mm Zcon, so this is a good question for you.
I thought really hard about it, and the rendering is very similar between both of them, especially wide open. You get this vignetting in the corners. I think there's more vignetting on 40 mil compared to 50, but you got this kind of really nice 3D pop on both lenses. Now, 40 mil is a little bit smaller and lighter, not much, but just a bit. I personally think it comes down to the focal distances. As you, Becky, yourself and me, we like 40 millimeter focal distance. And if you buy 40 mil, then you may want to buy 28 mil. There's no point of having 35 and 50 if you have a 40 mil lens. But if you've got the 35 mil lens, let's say for your Nikon Z mount or 28, then 50 F1 might be a better choice. Now, in terms of optical sharpness, unfortunately, we just don't have both lenses at the same time to compare it. But just overall feeling for me testing both lenses, I personally will have a hard time deciding between the two. Both are fantastic. I think if you're a budget conscious, then 41-2 is definitely a better choice because it's about, what, £600-700, while the other one being £1,700. So overall, I think 40 in terms of rendering will give you very similar results for much less amount of money, but 50 does have a little bit more magic in it, in my opinion.
Yeah, there is definitely something magical about that lens, without a doubt. Now, DxO also published a review about the Yongnuo 35F2 lens, which was an interesting one because it actually got quite a decent score considering that it is a third-party lens. According to them, it's actually sharper than the Z35 1.8S, which is surprising. That's a lens that I own and I'm very fond of.
Yeah, that's what was interesting to me because they've compared the two and they have the same score of 38, whatever imaginary score they put on DxO website to the lenses. But what they say is that according to their tests on Z7 46 megapixel body, the Yongnuo lens is actually sharper, but Nikon lens has much less vignetting and much better correction of chromatic aberration. So I personally would still stick to Nikon, but again, as a budget option, Yongnuo lens is very nice.
And there you have it.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for joining us this week.
That's right. Thank you very much for watching and or listening. Please give us a like and a subscribe if you are on YouTube, a follow, a rating, perhaps even a review if you're listening on a podcast platform.
Yeah, we are available on places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. We also available on all social platforms such as Raise and Facebook. All you need to do is actually share us there and we will be together with you.
That's right. You can find us on Instagram. I'm at Rebecca_Denezi. The shop is at Nikon at Grays.
And I'm at Konstantin Kochkin. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.